Combos. Plus, all in-stock 2014 boat models are on sale. So get your dream boat today. If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, get to Cabela's 4th of July Savings Celebration or shop online at Cabela's.com.
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're the lead singer in a musical.
What would you do if you tippy-tiptoed through the lily-lemon groves just to kissy-kiss a toad?
Steve?
Hey, what's up, Joyce?
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free flat repair to free rotation, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Seattle native Paul L. Schneiderman cares about the community. Paul Schneiderman is a personal injury attorney who will fight for what's right. If you're the victim of an auto accident or personal injury incident, you may be entitled to receive damages in the form of financial compensation. Paul Schneiderman offers a trusted combination of professional experience, substantial monetary results, and compassionate work on behalf of his clients. Check out the website plslawoffices.com to get a jump start on your case. Or give Paul a call at 206-464-1952 for feedback. Once again, that's plslawoffices.com.
Kayak Point Golf is now offering $20 green fees every Wednesday. Check out Kayak Point at golfkayak.com.
This report is brought to you by Microsoft Stores.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, some really good news. Southbound or northbound I-5 at Enchanted Parkway, that collision that was blocking multiple lanes, is now all clear. So all lanes are back open, which is the good news. The bad news is that you're still going to see heavy traffic out at Port of Tacoma Road. So hopefully that'll clear out here shortly. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, stop and go.
The new Surface Pro 3 is here, and you can get yours at Microsoft at Bellevue Square Mall. Come to the store on Saturday, June 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. to celebrate its launch and enjoy family fun, food, and giveaways. For more details, visit MicrosoftStore.com/Bellevue.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.
You can turn the world on with a smile. You can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. What a tutor, and you should know it. Each glance and every little movement you show it. Cup is all around, don't need to fake it. You can never doubt, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
What are the role model shows for women today?
How will you make it?
A lot of people say Two Broke Girls is a good role model show for girls.
Right, they're entrepreneurs. They invented a cookie.
You bet.
But isn't that kind of cheesy? They invented a cookie. Well, can a woman build a nuclear bomb or something, huh?
Yeah, two broke girls who invented a bomb. Exactly.
That would be cool. And the military buys their thing and destroys civilization.
Yeah.
There are loads and loads of female-empowered TV shows.
And which ones do you like?
Well, which ones do I like? I don't watch those because they're...
You're already empowered.
Well, yeah,
you don't need it.
You know, the new one that just came out with Jamie Presley, where it's always these women who like lose their husband and they have to like forge on and raise the kids and figure out how to not live with their mother forever and all that
stuff.
How about
Good Wife? You love that show. Total girl power show, right?
Yeah, I love that show. Is it a girl power show?
Dude, her husband cheated on her and she says screw it and moves on and just takes over? Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing about her isn't that she's a woman, although they deal with all those issues. The thing about her is that she's politically whip smart. And I guess you're right. In a world where men dominate the legal profession and politics, she maneuvers, but she's always the underdog. But she, she manages to hold most of her integrity and wits about her, I guess.
I watch V.
That show is multi-layered.
Yeah. I guess that's female empowered because Julia Louis-Dreyfus is the vice president trying to be
the
president.
V. Yeah. Yep.
Funny ass show.
Yep. I've heard that's great.
It's great.
And I haven't started. Is that on demand? It probably is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to watch it. It's great.
So anyway, girl power songs. That I didn't know Joan Jett did the Mary Tyler Moore theme.
Isn't that
that's
great.
Yeah, she did. Let's see. What else do we have? Pedro's got the list. We've got Fancy, a couple people submitted by Reba McEntire. I'm unfamiliar with this one.
It was the summer
Well, that's beautiful, Pedro. Special edition. Run down the shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. I like that.
We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard pressed.
I like the song.
And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dance.
Is this the one where she ends up killing her husband because he cheated on her? That's a different one.
And she painted my eyes and lived. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress. I had a split from the side, clean up to my ear. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't
I can't understand her lyrics there. What's she singing?
Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Yeah. Is that Fancy's it? The girl's name.
No.
Yeah. All right.
That's nice.
You know, you got your Beyonce single ladies, you got your Katy Perry roar, you got your Helen Reddy.
I am woman, the classic.
Roar. That is the ultimate classic. You've got She Works Hard for the Money. You've got 9 to 5.
I thought She Works Hard for the Money was about a dancer.
So hard for it, honey. She works hard for the money, so you better not treat her right. Mm. I feel like she's a waitress.
I thought she was hooking.
Maybe she's a hooker. Maybe she's a hooker and a waitress.
All right. Best in breed, what do you think?
I think you got to go with What a Feeling.
That is it.
That's my jam, as it turns out.
7 after 8. Coming up, John Ivich got one of the first pot licenses in our state as a producer processor. With him is Jonathan Sage, named after a herb. Just, I don't know if you noticed the irony there.
Yeah.
And I guess we can ask them about growing.
Cool.
Now, is Ivich, he's a retailer?
I believe he's got a retailing license. He's one of the first in the state to be issued a retailing license.
I've got a new, I've got a story about these guys because the sales begin the first week of July, which means we will be the focus of national media and national attention. Colorado's already been through this. The biggest prediction so far is that there's nowhere near enough product for the initial demand. And it's going to sell out. I guess that's true. I mean, at some point it'll equalize and there'll be plenty, right?
Right.
I don't know how long that'll take. We'll ask him that. Still to come on the show this morning, robots are being made in Japan. There's a museum in Tokyo that features robots that look so eerily human and speak so smoothly that you would almost believe they are people. Japanese robotics experts say they will be useful. And by the way, you know why they're building these? Not to, you know, not for Jetsons, like so you could hire a maid.
Servitude, yeah.
And be a robot, although I would love that. They're actually making them now to research how humans interact with them. And I think you're going to, this is going to be fascinating. I think you're going to find that visual really matters in how we interact with our robot. I have a robot right now. I have a current robot in the house. It's my vacuum cleaner.
Clean the floor.
iRobot.
Yeah.
How I interact with it is the same way I interact with a can opener. I push a button and I expect it to do what it's supposed to do. But it's a robot.
Yeah, but I guess they're going to figure out, do people get frustrated easily if a thing doesn't interact well? I mean, does it creep out the people that come to your house and all of a sudden you've got a robot?
Are you talking about the can opener still?
No, No. About they're researching how people interact with robots.
Yeah, well, they are. And
I'm trying to what they're going to research.
Well, they now are, first off, there's a name for a robot that looks human.
And it's my potential girlfriend, and I've never been so happy in my whole
not
life.
Quite.
I'm a man.
But that may be one. Johnson. That may be one make and model.
In my impression of a man.
No, in fact, the term has been co-opted by the largest phone operating system. Remember what a robot that is supposed to look human is called?
I'm going to go with Android.
It's an Android.
You're that or Apple.
And so they are making androids, real androids. Remember Data was an android on Star Trek.
I'm going to name her Natalie and she's going to love me.
Yeah.
I'm a man.
Well, by the way, you will get there. Yeah.
If we're starting in Japan, we're going to get there faster than we would normally get
there. You bet. But what they're trying to study is What is emotion? What is awareness? And what is thinking? And by the way, there's a whole profession of called psychology to try to figure that out just with human beings. With robots, you can program the android to portray emotion. It's not feeling the emotion, but you can program it to react as if it has emotion. You cannot make the android aware except in science fiction movies. So awareness is limited to us.
That will work out perfectly for me and Natalie.
You don't care if she's aware.
I don't want her to
really
know what I'm doing.
Freaking me out
here.
Now, kid.
I'm a man.
Are you playing like a creepy guy? Or, okay. Or is this just another side of
my
you?
My impression of a man.
All right. So far, you're dead on.
I know.
And then what is thinking? Thinking is not the same as awareness, and it's not the same as emotion. Thinking is a process by which we are calculating, and dare I say, computing. So I believe that an android's got two out of those things nailed. They can portray emotion. No, they're not feeling it. They're not aware of it. They can think, compute, and calculate. And by the way, they will probably be able to do the thinking part way better than us. They will probably be able to portray emotion based on their computations and how they're programmed for our expectations. They'll probably be able to do it in some ways smarter than us. The only thing they don't have is awareness.
This is it's in the same grouping, I guess, but totally different than that movie with Joaquin Phoenix. It's Spike Jonze screenplay.
Yes.
Her, where he fell in love with the
right.
voice on the other end. So this is like something that can't think and can't display emotion, but it's physical, so it's in the room with you.
Well, could display emotions that were programmed into it. It could react with the human being as if it was feeling the emotion, couldn't it?
Well, the Scarlett Johansson voiced character in Her was like an elevated emotional being that who like he could talk to and he,
you sound stressed.
Yeah.
What's going wrong today?
Yeah, that's,
I noticed from your emails that's your blah blah blah.
That's programmed emotion.
Right.
And the thinking part is the computations that say, my analysis of this sentient being is that this is an emotion that will interplay with it in this way to come up with this desired result. So the android has to be programmed for everything, but the android can fool us into thinking it's human, and that's what they're going to study. Yes, Eric?
Yeah, there's an android right now called Pepper that costs about $1,900 to $2,000, and it is full of facial recognition technology. It has cameras, audio recorders, sensors, and it's all about reading your emotions. That's what it does, and it's here right now. You can buy it.
Wow. $2,000?
$2,000.
By the way, before we get too far away from this topic, I have to make a major retraction. Whoever on text was voting for Fancy as a female empowerment song needs to pull it together and understand
Seriously.
What the term female empowerment means. Do you know what Fancy is
no,
about?
No, what is Fancy?
I was listening to that.
Fancy is about a mom sending a daughter out to meet a rich man so she can take care of herself. It's about a mother whoring a daughter out. So that's not female empowerment,
no.
People. Pull it together. Okay. Sorry. Go on.
8:15. Got two guys in the studio right now.
Yeah,
we got John Evich, an investor at Top Shelf Cannabis, owned by Tom Beckley, applying for a pot license. And we have Bob Leeds, the co-owner of Sea of Green Farms with Phil Tobias. These guys are at the forefront of our new recreational marijuana laws, and they are really, it looks like, just a week or so away from a dramatic change in our environment here in the state of Washington. Welcome to the show, both you guys. How you doing, Bob and John?
Doing great.
Okay. Now, boil it down, simplify it for me, John. Exactly what do you do?
Okay, so I am an investor at Top Shelf Cannabis with a lifelong friend of mine, Thomas Beckley, who is the applicant, and he filed as a sole proprietor, so it's in his name. Currently.
It's in his name, but you're an investor.
Correct.
So that would be like when someone builds a gaming casino, someone else from Vegas gave him the money.
Correct. And part of the reason we're on the front line is because I think we filed it. He filed as a sole proprietor, making it easier than an LLC.
Ah.
So it is possible later on to switch over to an LLC and have multiple.
And all of this has been a process of following the legal laws to get in line to get these limited licenses and permits, right?
As they change daily.
As they change daily, which is interesting. And as an investor, this is somewhat risky for you because they keep moving and changing the cheese and the rules, right?
Very risky. Like, yeah. we are at this point not guaranteed a license, and there has been quite a chunk of funds dumped into a potential.
Wow. Oh, but wait a minute. You're not guaranteed a license, and yet this starts next week?
Yesterday in the PI, it came out that Brian Smith from Liquor Control Board stated that we will open on the 8th, a certain amount of...
July 8th.
July 8th.
Day after my birthday.
Perfect.
Well, on the 7th...
That's not my sobriety birthday.
We know what
it's
to get
a different
you.
Birthday. Yes.
On the 7th, we're supposed to get our license, so if you want to come celebrate in Olympia with us on your
birthday... No, it's okay. I'm not one of your like potential customers, but I'm fascinated about this. And for years, for decades, I thought the marijuana laws are onerous. And that it's ridiculous that we popularize and market liquor and alcohol recreationally, and we were throwing people in jail for something that some could argue is, you know, at least it produces more docile high people.
Chilling out.
Yeah, they chill out. So anyway, all right, so back to you. So all right, so you're an investor working on getting a license for retail, right?
For retail, correct.
For retail. And retail is different from farming. And this whole thing is controlled by the Liquor Control Board. Bob Leeds, welcome, Bob.
Thank you.
Let me get you, hold on a second, make sure I've got you. Say hi again.
Hi.
Okay. Your microphone is kind of low.
Ah. It's Joe's mic, so it's all messed
Joe's
up.
Joe's a shorter
is that
man
better?
Than you.
That's a little better. Okay. So growing, that's the part, by the way, that's the unseen. Most of us are disconnected from the production of most products that we have, like most people will have sausage, but they've never been to a slaughterhouse.
And that's just fine for most people.
For most people. Most people will, you know, even they'll have eggs, but they've never been to the farm to see where they come from. So to me, it's fascinating to know that behind the scenes, in order for his store to hopefully open July 8th, that you've got to be growing. But I understand you've had a maze of regulations and paperwork and forms and permits, and you have to deal with the municipalities where you are for something, even though it's perfectly legal, right?
That's right.
Okay. Where's your farm?
It's at the foot of Magnolia. We're on Commonwealth Way.
In Seattle?
In Seattle.
Okay. How big of a farm? It's not a huge area, right?
It's 3,000 square feet.
Okay.
We hope to add a second story as soon as the state gives us the permit to do so.
Got it. So it's indoors.
It's indoors.
So I can't come and take a tour like at the Bouchard Gardens?
Well, not quite like at the Bouchard Gardens, but you could come and take a tour.
I'd love, you know, I wouldn't mind that. I don't know. I'm not a consumer of this stuff, but
you have a green thumb. It is, after all,
Oh, I love growing things, but I'm not. I've already been told I'm not going to grow that, which is fine.
Oh.
So you're growing. You have a license for that.
We do have a license for that.
Previously, it was all medicinal. What changed when the law for recreation was passed?
What changed was that for medicinal, you could grow 15 plants.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're able to grow as many plants as we want. We can have up to 7,000 square feet.
7,000 square feet is the largest mm-hmm. size. Okay.
For us, because we're a tier two.
So you're one of the people that's getting ready to supply product for his store. And if I understand this correctly, the Liquor Control Board is monitoring this from seed to package, right?
Actually, from seed to sale.
Seed to sale. And the package, it's in the package, it's ready
that's
for sale.
Part of the process.
So they went from seed to sale. How exactly does that work? Where do you get your seeds? You can only buy them from licensed seed sellers?
In the beginning, they gave us 15 days once we received our license. We received our license on March 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Once we received our license, we had 15 days to bring in as much product as we could and wanted to. And so we brought in seeds, we brought in clones, we brought in
And the clones are started plants.
They're started plants.
And is that similar to propagating anything where you take a cutting and you propagate it?
Just like doing a tomato plant.
Okay. And you can do that with tomatoes. You can cut
you
a,
can.
It. And my wife is a big fan of rutone. And
this is what you're describing is one of the essence of the bud buying.
Yes.
Is that you split and add plants together to create a different flower.
Different strains.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the fun of it.
Are you involved in that part of it, or are you basically choose the strains you care about and manufacture them?
Well, we started. Right now, we're just basically trying to get off the ground, and we're doing things that are already regular strains. We have five strains that we've created ourselves by cross-pollination. And
you have created your own, because that's brand. Having a brand name is kind of what gives someone...
It is exactly the same thing.
If it catches on, as in any other business. All right.
Bob, have you got a face for organization yet? Because I don't know if you've noticed, but Jody is pretty versed.
I'm looking for endorsement opportunities.
She could
when
be your...
When she was talking about cloning and things, I was thinking, here's an employee.
Yeah, like somebody seems to know what she's talking about. I wonder what that's all about.
She could be your, you know that Wendy, the girl that was on the Wendy's sign?
Yeah.
She could be your Wendy.
It's 2 in the morning. Are you hungry?
Actually, who knows what's going to happen in 6 months around here? I mean, it
no
could
knows,
be.
Yeah.
It's going to be as commonplace as we're expecting
all right,
it to
so
be.
So let me ask this. Is our state being prudent in not jumping the gun as fast as Colorado and letting Colorado sort of pave the way? Or are they disorganized and have no idea what they're doing and that's why it's taking so long? Or a little bit of both?
I'd have to say from what I've been with it since the get-go, and it looks to me like they're doing a great job.
You like, okay.
The pressure.
That's because you're wanting to get a license. Well, of course you're going to.
They're
a fantastic state.
Nary a bad word to say about them.
They're perfect. No, nobody's perfect except for our store and these guys as producers.
Okay.
But they're doing an incredible job with the time frame they have to get everything. They're learning by the second
we are. And they want to make sure. Like, I met with our attorney general, Bob. And he's, like, in touch with the feds all the time. He's doing a preemptive notifying them of everything we're doing. He's asking them for if they are going to give guidance and, you know, making sure they're not going to be any surprises. It feels like our state has taken a less just jump into it approach than Colorado did. But also, I don't hear any horror stories coming out of Colorado either.
No, they said our agent actually told us that he's here to help us. They're here to get us open.
Okay. Now, how hard is it to get your license? I mean, is the licenses are all gone now. No one else can grow, right?
Oh, no. In January, they'll be allotting more licenses.
They will in January.
That's what we've been told.
Okay.
But it was a year and a half process.
To get it.
To get it.
Right. And your retail... That's what seems to be taking a long time. We saw the first guy got his license. It was in the news about a week and a half ago, and he's opening, I think he said, July 1st.
Yeah, there's been a lot of assumptions in the industry, and to the best of my knowledge, that's incorrect. It's right here in print yesterday in Jake's article in the PI that the 7th is when they'll be issuing the licenses.
Got it.
And the 8th, because they want to be fair and get them all out
at
the same
time. They want
them
all open at the same day.
Yep, and they're aiming for 20 licenses, but it's...
otherwise it'd be like that show with the zombies all approaching one spot.
Double tip.
What's that show called? The Walking Stone.
Smoking Dead. Yes,
smoking
I apologize.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a question for Bob, the
Walking
grower.
Deadheads.
Uh-huh. Were you a farmer all your life? Have you always been a grower?
I hadn't seen a pot plant until...
I'm not talking pot. Oh. I'm talking pot. I mean...
No.
Have you grown anything? Tomatoes. You seem to know about tomatoes.
Well, when I was... I grew up on a farm.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. I grew up on a farm, and then I went
agriculture.
And you don't smoke.
I don't smoke.
Wow.
Best kind of dealer right there.
I don't mean
dealer. I apologize. That's a derogatory term.
So you could hire me. You could hire me to trim plants too. I would have no compunction to smoke it.
And you would be my best trimmer.
Right. Have you had other trimmers with deep pockets?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Did you ever envision when you were growing up on a farm? I mean, that's a bizarre question, but
oh my God,
was it hard to make the leap to be a marijuana grower?
I saw a plant about 2 years ago. Phil, my partner, came to me and said, let's talk about having a marijuana grow. And that was at the time that it was on the ballot and it was in the news a lot.
Mm-hmm. And your background in agriculture really helps out in what you're doing.
It does.
Bob, may I ask how old you are?
I'm 70.
You're 70 years old. You look good.
Thank you.
I thought you were like 60 and looking okay.
No.
Well, he hasn't stopped smiling.
All right. So and by the way, the reason I ask this, there's a reason for that question.
Okay.
Men of a certain age, you know that show, Men of a Certain Age, once men get to be 50 or beyond, changing careers or finding anything where they can actually make a living is very difficult. For you, this represents an incredible entrepreneurial opportunity. And is that what you saw it as?
Not exactly. That's part of it, of course. Mm. But it was something to do and to have fun at.
Oh.
And the more I looked into it, the more interesting it became, the more fun it looked like.
Mm.
I love going to work every morning. It's really fun. You see plants on Friday that are 3 inches tall. You come back on Monday and they're a foot tall.
That's how I feel about my tomatoes and my plum trees, too. That's the feeling of a farm.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. It's the most joy you can have is to help nature do its thing. I'm a beekeeper, too. Do bees like cannabis flowers?
I don't know.
Well, have you ever seen bees in there? Because they'd find a way in.
Laziest soldier bees of all time.
Yeah.
I don't know if they could fly after
fat queen Doritos.
I wonder. I have to look that up.
I don't know, but I'll find out.
I wonder what the honey would taste like.
The queen's going to be like, more Led Zeppelin. Somebody get out of the hive and do something. This is friggin' ridiculous.
So will you make marijuana-infused honey? If that's the case.
Although
we have this kid who does the flavored honey, most beekeepers are not for adding things to honey because the bees themselves did it with the pollen. So whatever the bees' pollen, the pollen is, and the pollen and nectar, whatever the bees got from the plants ends up flavoring the honey.
Right, blackberry honeys, they pollinate from blackberry bushes.
And by the way, weeds, here's the weird thing about it. And I'm sure I could Google that quickly, Eric. Weeds make the most delicious honey. And it's a fight between beekeepers and the noxious weed people because they spray to get rid of blackberries, mm-hmm. which make the most beautiful honey,
mm-hmm.
and they spray to get rid of various thistles, which also make the tastiest honey. So I'm wondering if there's if you need bees, you and your kind need bees.
Okay.
Because pollination's important, right? How do the plants get pollinated?
Actually, they don't.
Oh.
We don't have any male plants. We only have female plants. And we do that through cloning.
Right.
Amazon women on the moon.
They're self-pollinating.
It's like Jurassic Park.
That's Jody's dream for women, too.
And it is so close to happening.
They would just put us in cages and take
Hillary
us out
Clinton
when they need us.
2016. By 2017, you're all
so
out of here.
All right. So back to your deal. So we're on the radio. You get a chance to speak about what you'd like to see happen and have people hear you. So I want to answer that. But I also want to answer this. What would you like people to know about your businesses who are frightened of your businesses? What would you like to say to the people who might be nervous that this law is taking effect? And we'll be right back with Bob Leeds and John Evich.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Mainly dry with sun breaks, primarily Seattle northward with a chance of showers south of Seattle. Highs will reach the low to mid 70s. Shower chances will extend into the weekend with high temperatures cooling down into the upper 60s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Rada Paint.
Let Rada Paint give you a hand infusing your world with color with their new Color Right color system. New color racks, fan decks, and thousands of new colors. Visit Rada Paint today or go online at RadaPaint.com.
Rada Paint. Finish right.
Sleep Country USA is having their 4th of July mattress sale. Of course they are. 4th of July is right around the corner. But it will end soon. It's a parade of savings during Sleep Country's 4th of July mattress sale. Don't let them get away. You can save up to $300 on Sealy's Posturepedic and Simmons Beautyrest mattress sets. Wow. Save $300 on Sealy Hybrid mattress sets. Or even get a Serta movable base for up to $1,000 off. Plus no interest payments for 36 months. On Serta's iComfort and Tempur-Pedic. That's on approved credit with 36 equal monthly payments required. You'll even get 2 free Tempur-Pedic pillows, and they are fantastic, with any new Tempur-Pedic mattress. That's a $300 value absolutely free. You'll always get the red carpet delivery service from Sleep Country USA. They'll bring it to your house, set it up for free, remove your old set for free. That's a great service they offer, and they will always guarantee you it's the absolute best price And it's the right bed for you, the 100-night comfort guarantee. If you're not getting the rest you need, bring it back for a complete refund, or better yet, the right bed. The 4th of July mattress sale at Sleep Country USA. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
All across America, business owners like Brian Hoffman and Bobby Barr of CEDFW Warehouse Solutions are discovering the power of Chase Platinum Business and Merchant Services.
We sell, service, and rent forklifts, high-speed doors, and loading dock equipment. To our customers, if one of their forklifts is down, it's an emergency. Time is money. Chase Platinum Business allows us to run our business more efficiently.
Chase Merchant Services has allowed us to give our customers another payment option.
It speeds up cash flow. The money's available to us the next day.
With Chase Platinum Business and Merchant Services, you get personalized service, no-fee electronic deposits, and next-day funding on credit card payments, so you can take your business further. Watch Brian and Bobby's story and find out how to get your business moving at chase.com/platinumbusiness. Chase, so you can.
Chase Platinum Business is designed for businesses with combined business deposit balances of $100,000 or more. Other fees may apply. Availability of merchant services is contingent upon credit approval. Talk to a bank for details. Testimonial expressed reflects the views of the specific customer. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
It's the international smash hit musical celebrated around the world.
We Will Rock You,
featuring all your favorite Queen classics. Get your tickets now to this legendary Queen theatrical event. We Will Rock You. It's not just a title, it's a promise. Coming July 8th through 13th to the Fifth Avenue Theater. Tickets at fifthavenue.org.
Make your summer shine with Cabela's 4th of July Savings Celebration. Kick off your Independence Day festivities and stock up on everything you need for fishing, camping, barbecues, and much more. You'll find savings throughout the store, like $30 to $40 off Z-Shade 10 and 12-foot pop-up sun shelters. Plus, get 25% off Coleman coolers. If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, get to Cabela's 4th of July Savings Celebration or shop online at Cabela's.com.
Seattle native Paul L. Schneiderman cares about the community. Paul Schneiderman is a personal injury attorney who will fight for what's right. If you're the victim of an auto accident or personal injury incident, you may be entitled to receive damages in the form of financial compensation. Paul Schneiderman offers a trusted combination of professional experience, substantial monetary results, and compassionate work on behalf of his clients. Check out the website plslawoffices.com to get a jump start on your case. Or give Paul a call at 206-464-1952 for feedback. Once again, that's plslawoffices.com.
Summer's here. Road trip time. Your Western Washington Honda dealers want to send you on a one-tank trip. Enter to win one of eight trips and the grand prize, a two-year lease on a new Fit at WesternWashingtonHondaDealers.com. No purchase necessary. Complete details online at WesternWashingtonHondaDealers.com.
You know, I'm not really sure how to say this, so I'll just be direct about it. I mean, it's getting to be summer, you know, and sometimes, well, sometimes you forget about us this time of the year. So here goes. Goodwill needs your stuff. As in donations, clothing, shoes, furniture, household items, electronics, you know, stuff. As you may already know, when we sell it in our stores, we turn the proceeds into programs that help people get and keep jobs. That's a good thing for individuals, families, and the community. It changes lives. Plus, you're helping a true nonprofit, and you're helping to keep stuff out of landfills. So take a pass through the garage, the kitchen, and your closets and see what you might have that can help us help others. To find a donation center near you, go to goodwill.org and enter your zip code. When you get back home, kick back in the Chaise Lounge. Get something cold to drink. Put your feet up and know you made a difference today. That's goodwill.org.
Let's bring the color, but not the fumes. The Home Depot has top-rated, low-odor Behr Premium Plus paint and primer in one for just $23.96 a gallon. Behr Premium Plus puts the latest colors on your walls with fewer coats, fewer fumes, and fewer dollars. Let's do this. Behr Premium Plus, just $23.96 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary by store location, rated by an independent consumer study. U.S. only, see store for details.
The X1 platform from Xfinity. You've seen the TV commercials about it. It's super cool. It's interactive television. It's television that's super easy to use. It's instant access to everything. With X1, integrated search results. You can search your TV, Xfinity, On Demand, and your DVR with just one search. Everything shows up, and it's just a click away from being on. You integrate with Facebook, Pandora, and more right from your TV. It's only from Xfinity. It brings television and internet together in the simplest, fastest, and most complete way. Lisa and I are enjoying using this thing every single day. Xfinity TV on the X1 platform. More ways to get more entertainment. Enjoy more on-demand shows and movies instantly on any screen. To get it, just call this number, 1-800-XFINITY, or go to comcast.com/Xfinity.
This report is brought to you by Tulalip Casino. From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're still working with some slow traffic, I-5 northbound around the 5 curve and up towards State Route 18. Also, northbound 405 through the S-curve, so slow drive right now. Southbound I-5 been a little busy all morning long. Everett to Seattle taking you about 45 minutes.
The Tulalip 2014 Summer Series has arrived, featuring an all-star lineup of your favorite artists. Tickets and packages are on sale now. Find all the details at TulalipCasino.com.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR, powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
One love, one heart, let's get together and feel all right.
Hear the children crying.
One love,
hear the children crying.
One heart,
saying give thanks and praise to the Lord. Hurt all mankind, just a save his own belief.
One love.
What about a one
heart? Oh, it's the Bob Rivers Show, 95.7 KJR.
Nice to see you run around like that, boss.
Look at that dude run on his bum old man knee.
It's okay, we got some Marley going, got some growers in the room, we're cool.
Got some good pain reliever.
Good.
All right, I'd asked Pedro to play a twisted tune by text, but he missed it. You've heard our What If God Smoked Cannabis song, right? It's a fun song, isn't it?
It is a fun song.
Okay, so back with Bob Leeds and John Evich. The questions a lot of people have, like there was a story in the news last night about Shelton. They're upset. Apparently they had a farm like yours.
Yes.
That they approved, and now people want to not have it there. Do you know about that?
I do know about that. I was born and raised in Shelton.
Ah. So what would you say to a community that's worried about having somebody growing in their town?
I would want to tell them that we are trying very, very hard to make this a safe industry.
Because they think it'll bring crime.
They do think it'll bring crime. I would tell them that what it's going to do is to legalize and to put a lot more pressure on law enforcement to watch out for and to protect the community. Right. We as growers are protecting our area and our community.
Yeah, you've got all kinds of security, I would imagine.
We have all kinds of security. Yeah.
The market's being satisfied already by criminals. Yeah. I mean, if you think marijuana is going to bring crime, I got news for you. Marijuana is already there, and it's the criminals right now are the only ones doing it.
Right.
That's right.
So it'll actually get rid of it. It'll replace crime.
I don't
with
know
with legal.
I don't know that it'll replace it, but
do you think criminals will stop selling?
Dude. No.
No.
Criminals will have to move on to other things, is what I've heard.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, things like meth. Things like heroin.
Well, they already sell meth and heroin because they're the only ones that can sell those too. Do you think they're going to this is one of the questions people have is what's the downside of legalization? I don't see the only concern I see is that kids always wanted to get a drink because it was legal so they could find someone older to buy it for them. Mm. So the only downside I see is that it becomes similar to alcohol. But here's the deal. When I was a kid and I wanted alcohol, you could get an older brother to buy it for you. When I was a kid and I wanted some oregano, which is what I ended up getting the first time, by the way.
I'm so high. I feel it immediately. I'm completely freaking out.
I had to find a drug dealer. right?
Uh-huh. Right.
Instead of an older brother. So I'm not sure which is worse. I honestly don't know. But there will certainly be instances where stuff happens. So so you would say to the local homeowners that, like, hey, having something legal in your town, sure, there's money in banks, and that could attract bank robbers. But a place that grows stuff, it's not packaged, it's not ready for sale, and it's highly, it's got a security system, and everybody's watching it, so what's the big deal? I guess the problem is the smell.
Oh.
He's not wrong.
Am I right about that? Because I've heard that it's just, it gets on everything.
During the bloom season, it does.
Yeah.
But we have charcoal filters. If you drove by our building, you wouldn't be able to tell.
You would have no idea.
You would have no idea we were there.
Wow, because I used to drive through on the way to work in the mornings through Greenwood, and you'd smell weed driving by various
medicinal.
Yeah. You'd smell weed in the streets at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, man, you're going to see what's going to happen. All the people who are thinking that there's going to be a downside are going to be put in their place. My personal opinion is that this is going to bring jobs and money. Mm. If you're going to try and pretend,
I love
like
jobs and money.
Like there was lots of jobs and money.
Like there was no weed before the legalization. You're just being silly. And if the people in the suburbs think that it's going to ruin their wonderful clean suburban lifestyles, then why don't you check out who's doing heroin and meth all over the country
already in your neighborhood?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we're just trying to be legit.
All right, so that's good. So now, for the retail guys, we have John sitting here. John, what's your shop going to look like in my neighborhood?
We're on Hannigan Road in Bellingham, Washington, so we're not quite in your neighborhood, but we welcome you to come visit.
What are you next to?
We're next to, so Hannigan Road is about a mile from I-5.
Right.
It's just a mile over from the Guide Meridian, which is where Bella's Fair Mall is. It's the main hub. We didn't go for a downtown location because there's so many requirements, 1,000 feet from a school.
There's too many churches and playgrounds and
exactly,
schools
licensed
downtown.
Daycare.
Yeah.
So we went with more of a somewhat of an industrial area in a place called Hennepin Plaza. It's next to a construction company.
Uh-huh.
There's a McDonald's right up the road. I should have bought stock in them. There's an AMPM. Should have bought stock in them. But when you walk into our store, I hate to stereotype us as this. It's going to look at, it's going to have a Northwest feel. It's going to be professional. It's not going to look like a pharmacy. It's not going to look like your brother Jim's cousin Fred, who sells out of his garage. I don't want to stereotype it as a Starbucks or a Woods, but that we have cedar.
You go with like Starbucks feel?
It's classy.
Yeah, we have a 4-foot wainscoting of cedar, rough cut, nice cedar
wainscoting
along the bottom,
yeah.
And then we have 16 to 18 foot tall ceilings, which are painted in like a neutral, modern
color.
So
it's gonna look like an REI, but instead of fancy shoes, REI.
It's gonna look better than REI.
Now, let me ask this: prices compared? I'm going for the issues I hear people talking about.
If you were told a multi-billion-dollar industry was coming to town, if it was anything but pot, you wouldn't be uncomfortable talking about this stuff. But you're a little.
I'm not uncomfortable.
It's hard for some of us to talk about it because we're still waiting upon the license. So anything we say, and thanks to my attorney Sean Alexander, who's friends of the show, and that's why we're here, and everyone made contact.
We have a family connection.
No, he's friends with you guys or Lucy.
Yeah.
So, but
all right. So let me get back to this then. Pricing. One of the things people talk about sitting around having their cocktails, ironically, is the price. Because if the price is too high, in other words, if the state taxes it too much and the price is too high, then the black marketeers will stay in business. If the price is too low, they're afraid that it will be, it'll promote much more widespread use and irresponsible use. So have you got a handle on prices yet?
It's all up in the air, but the average, how much time do I have to explain? I'll make it quick.
I want to give you longer than you would get on a soundbite on the television news for sure.
Okay.
But we also have to break in 7 minutes. So go ahead.
We're going to do what we need to do to stay in business and make it worthwhile to do what we're doing. But we want to be in it for the long term. We want the customers to be happy. We want I-502 to take place and open up and not have everybody come in and see everything at $25 a gram and say I-502 is a joke. We want the long term.
Okay, now explain what he just said.
Okay, so in comparison to medical, your grams cost like 10, 12, 15 roundabout.
Every and that compares different. To, because all I know about this, I learned on Weeds, okay, from what's her name, the great actress.
Nancy, yeah.
Nancy, Mary.
Mary Louise Parker.
Mary Louise Parker. Awesome. Yeah. I loved her. And what I learned was that when medical started opening up in shops in California, then pretty much her business selling illegal weed kind of just dried up. It was everybody was getting it legally, and the whole thing collapsed. And then she had to live out of
right,
her car.
Right, so legal guys can't go or shouldn't go and don't want to go that much above your medical pricing.
Got it.
Right?
So
right.
So
that's
you,
bad for business.
But if they force you with high taxes and regulation and all of the licensing and all of that to charge 25, then who's going to buy?
With relationships like what we have in the industry, the people I've been dealing with, the producer processors, I've dealt with people strictly who are in it for the long term. They could be gouging us right now. This is a total estimate from what I've talked to all the producers. Mm-hmm. When we were to open, the scheduled amount or the estimate was only 300 to 400 pounds statewide. That's a total guesstimate.
That's how much they'll be for the whole state.
For the whole state. That's
and
just
by the
an
way,
estimate.
Hold on a second. I read this in first grade. I think it was supply and demand. Supply and demand. So that would be silly because that would, initially there's not going to be enough. Everybody's been predicting that. So price-wise, though, here we are 14 days or so away from opening retail. And all the licenses aren't in place, all the rules aren't in place, and we don't know the price. Is that right?
That's right. We can estimate our price, and I'll throw it out there right now. Like in the paper the other day, it said $20 to $25 a gram. We're going to actually aim at trying to be, say, $12, $15 to $25, nothing above that.
Okay.
But what's really hard is we can't get the product until the day before, so we can't test it. So how are we supposed to know the quality of our product except trusting our producer processors?
Right.
So you aim to cost the same as medical. And then the next question, and again, I hear people talk about this stuff. The medical people are all worried by you recreational people because they think, why all these people that supposedly had a headache and stress and joints and aches and pains and stuff, a lot of them, I'm not going to mention anybody by name, really wanted it for recreational purposes. Will they switch over to recreational, hurting the medical marijuana people, or will there be a slight price advantage to medical so the people will want to keep a prescription and continue getting it that way? Is that a fair question?
It is a fair question.
Okay.
The medical people don't have to pay the tax. Recreational people are paying a 25% tax, so that'll be the difference.
That'll be the difference, a 25% difference. And you'll win them over with
charm and love.
Charm and love.
and that 25% tax is producer 25, processor 25, retail 25.
So is it be predictable, as in with prescription medications, that they will raise the bar on getting a medical prescription to people who really need it and make everyone else go recreational? Or will they? Who knows, right?
I don't have a crystal ball. I wish I could answer the question.
That's what I would do if I was the state.
There's been a lot of guessing on what's going to happen. I've heard some people say medical marijuana is going to go. I've heard that that'll move to us or they could convert. Mm-hmm. Nobody really knows the answer to that at this point.
And you guys are you're entrepreneurial investors because it's risky in that there's nobody knows the full outcome, but everybody knows it's probably going to be okay and we'll get through it. And we also know that eventually after these two states test the waters, that the feds, first off, the feds are going to let it happen here. And then eventually, one by one, probably the blue states going first, right?
Yeah.
I believe that Alaska and Oregon will be next this fall.
Blue on the presidential electoral college map states will go first.
I believe that.
And then you'll end up with some Bible Belt states that never go, right? Just like now, even there's still dry counties for alcohol.
Well, and there's dry cities here in Seattle area.
Who are your favorite cities in Washington, and which are the cities that have absolutely said no way, no marijuana in our city at all?
Most of those cities are in eastern Washington.
Right.
And they run right down the middle of the
state. They're the red side of Washington.
They're the red side of Washington.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And they and so in eastern Washington, people will be, they will tour to, ironically, the green side of the state if they want to get to your product.
A really interesting thing is in Yakima, they have banned the sale of all marijuana products, not only bud, but everything. However, they let Analytical 360 come in to do testing.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw that there was a lot of dollars there.
For growing.
For growing.
Right. And that's an agricultural side of our state, too.
Oh, yeah.
One would think.
Yeah.
They went as far as cutting water. You heard that on the east side. Cutting water for federal irrigation, cutting them off. But there's ways around that.
Interesting. Okay. Well, it's fascinating stuff, guys. I watched this happen over the last few years, and it's astounding to me. That it's as complex as it is, and yet it's something people have been doing for generations, and certainly for decades and decades. Even our president said, you know, I tried it, everybody tried it, and a lot of people use it, and some people use it very, you know, moderately, and it's like a cocktail to them in their lives. And you certainly can't say that booze doesn't cause any harm. No. You can't. It's like the biggest killer we have, isn't it? And yet, it's worth making a profit on.
Sure is.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in. If anybody has any questions, you can text them to us at 52309. I'm going to give you a few bits of feedback from the text, and there's lots of it. $25 a gram is ridiculous. Medical is way cheaper. You said that would happen. People would think that. Where I buy my medical marijuana, prices are $7, $9, and $10. So there are, it is that cheap in some places?
It is.
Huh. I pay, everybody's, this is a shopper's corner. Everybody's talking about what they pay. One person says they have a problem with smell outside a grower's building. So not every grower's building is the same. Did we find out if my bees would enjoy a visit to your grow room, Eric?
Actually, they do like weeds quite a bit. And,
they
say that dandelions, clover, all of that we consider weeds, blackberry bushes, which you know about, then makes great honey.
And cannabis?
Cannabis. I can't find anything conclusive about that.
I mean, I have no interest in the product, but if I could find an ancillary way to market something,
I wonder if there's a medicinal quality to bees' honey made from cannabis.
All honey is a magic potion. It's amazing stuff.
Imagine if it had cannabis oil in it.
It makes you immune. It boosts your immunity to prosecution, to licensing, to fees, to all kinds of things.
Helps with allergies, too.
It helps with your allergies to federal agents and things like that. Okay, well, we'll look through the text, and you guys can answer some of the questions during the break. Thank you very much for coming in, folks. There you have it, the Pot Report today. John Evich and producer-processor Bob, you had someone else who was going. No, we had Jonathan stay. Who do we have here? Not who was on the list. We have Bob Leeds, the co-owner of Sea Green Farms, and we have John Evich. All right, one of your guys didn't show. All right, that's it for us today on this particular topic. When we come back, don't worry about Paul McCartney. If you are upset that the poor guy had been touring too hard and his health was bad, Ringo Starr said some nice things to try and put us at ease, and we have even more today. Paul McCartney is fine.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
It's Spike and the Impalers at the Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now. The show is July 11th at 8 p.m. Would you like to hear Jody sing another song? She'll be doing some Joan Jett. Lee Oscar will play War's tune, Why Can't We Be Friends With Us? And a return engagement of Radar Love winner Tom Druin. Don't miss it. It's exciting. It's 25 years The Bob Rivers Show has been on, and Spike and the Impalers celebrate July 11th at Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're still working with some slow traffic. I-5 northbound around the 5 curve and up towards State Route 18. Also, northbound 405 through the S-curve, so slow drive right now. Southbound I-5 been a little busy all morning long. Everett to Seattle taking you about 45 minutes.
Wondering what to make for dinner? Save time and money with a delicious 8-piece chicken from the Fred Meyer Deli. Guaranteed fresh from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Choose from baked, barbecue, or fried for just $7.99 each. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
The best way to enjoy summer in Seattle is on the water, and Argosy Cruises is the way to go. My family recently took Argosy to Tillicum Village on Blake Island, and we had a blast. My wife Kelly loved the trip out to the island on the boat, setting up on the sun deck. I enjoyed the awesome salmon dinner buffet, fresh fish cooked in the traditional way over an open fire, and my daughter Emily really enjoyed the multimedia stage show that tells the real history of the Pacific Northwest. And right now, if you take your family on an Argosy trip, you can also get a free family pass to the Pacific Science Center. That's where you can wander among tropical butterflies, discover distant galaxies, and explore hundreds of interactive exhibits the entire family will enjoy. Argosy has several cruises to choose from, and you will find something perfect for your family. Why not enjoy two great Northwest traditions for the price of one by booking a day on the water at Argosy Cruises. Cruises.com today.
Mainly dry with sun breaks, primarily Seattle northward with a chance of showers south of Seattle. Highs will reach the low to mid 70s. Shower chances will extend into the weekend with high temperatures cooling down into the upper 60s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Discount Tire.
Discount Tire is celebrating this weekend with a thank you sale. Save big this Friday and Saturday only. Get a prepaid Visa for up to $185 when you buy select tire and wheel packages with your Discount Tire credit card. Your low price journey starts here. Discount Tire.
We own a business, and we're looking to open a second location.
We have 19 employees and need to hire 12 more in the next 2 months.
And we're launching 3 products next month.
And we really, really want a vending machine.
Oh, also the copy machine broke.
Again.
So we went to U.S. Bank for some financial solutions. Well, luckily, they had something called the 19-employee location expanding, rapidly growing, 3-product launching, future vending machine owning, working copy machine business package.
Yeah, they kind of invented it for us.
Exactly.
U.S. Bank offers custom financial solutions for your business, from startup to expansion and beyond. Call your local U.S. banker, Chris Hales, at 206-344-4261. U.S. Bank, all of us serving you. Subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yes.
It's heating up. Time to install that air conditioner you've been talking about. Locally owned for over 25 years, Universal Refrigeration, Heating, and Air Conditioning are your cool-down experts. Visit their mobile website right now at northwestcool.com.
When you're out basking in the sun at Safeco Field, you ever notice how sometimes baseball makes no sense? I mean, it's the only sport where the coaches wear the uniforms and the defense has the ball. Getting a golden sombrero courtesy of Felix Hernandez seems like it would be awesome. It's not.
Strike three. He got him for the fourth time.
You make an out 7 out of 10 times, you're a Hall of Famer. 8 out of 10, you're riding buses from ballpark to ballpark. Closer Fernando Rodney's a fireman and a flamethrower? Seems like a conflict of interest. And when Kyle Seager hits one off the foul pole, it's fair. Fair to high-five a complete stranger because it's baseball. And as it turns out, it makes total sense. Mariners baseball. True to the blue.
Socks are no good unless they come in pairs. So this evening, you'll pick up cool Mariners socks when you see the Red Sox and the Mariners play at 7:10 at Safeco Field. They're free to the first 20,000 fans through the gates. Get tickets to see Robinson Cano and the Mariners square off against David Ortiz and the Red Sox at Mariners.com.
Hey, it's Elise Woodward with Daniel Weldon, Team Events Coordinator for Brooks and BrooksRunning.com. For those just getting into running, what is the key to getting started on the right note?
I would start off with some hill workouts. They help develop your strength and your speed as well as your aerobic capacity. Slowly incorporate them into everyday runs and then begin adding specific hill workouts into your weekly routine.
For those that maybe have already gone through the beginning stage and they want to ramp up their intensity, what do they do next?
Jump on the track. Track workouts are a great way to sharpen that racing sword. They're a good measuring stick and help you work on pace. Start with 1 or 2 laps of increased effort to get your baseline for your fitness level.
All right, motivation is usually a problem for most. I know for me, but running with someone else can help you. I know you mentioned some clubs to me earlier that people can join that'll help them.
Yeah, we got a lot of local club options to choose from here in the Pacific Northwest. There's Club Northwest, Seattle Running Company, Tacoma City Running Club, Run Chuck It, and many more options.
For more information, go to brooksrunning.com, and they remind you to always run happy.
From the Willamette Valley
to the Puget Sound, and all the fertile lands throughout the Northwest, we live in a place that sustainably produces some of the most delicious foods around. And that's why Fred Meyer is proud to offer so many local products. This week, an 18-ounce package of Northwest-grown blueberries is just $3.48. If it's fresh and local, you'll find it at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today? Find what you're looking
for. I'm Rachel Parrish, Navy Federal Credit Union member, and this garbage disposal is the bane of my existence. But I'm buying a new house. I got a great rate at Navy Federal. I move in next week. The disposal there, brand new. I checked.
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org to apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're a road trip and rambler.
Driving along next to a yellow Pinto. Or is it mustard? Oh, a hot dog would be so good right now. I need to go to more ball games. I need to go on more dates at ball games. As long as he's not like my ex-boyfriend. He hated hot dogs.
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free flat repair to free rotation, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
The Emerald Queen Casino welcomes the Masters of Heavy Metal. Saturday, June 28th. Blue Oyster Cult. Tickets for Blue Oyster Cult now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino. One of rock's best live shows, Saturday, June 28th. Spend it with Blue Oyster Cult, exclusively at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Porcello Jewelers.
This report is brought to you by Delta Dental of Washington. From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, looks like we've got some slow traffic still. I-5 northbound around the 5 curve. That earlier accident at Enchanted Parkway, all clear over to the side, that is. Northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill, dealing with a slow drive there. And it looks like I-5 northbound also slow from the middle of Boeing Field up to the Convention Center. Everett to Seattle, 35 minutes.
Smile wide, Washington, because June is National Smile Month. So keep those teeth and gums healthy all year long. Delta Dental of Washington, covering the most smiles. Smile wide and get in with Delta Dental.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1, Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.
Don't look at me, it's way too soon to see what's gonna be. Then we were new. Ooh. You came along and made my life a song. Well, not your day, you came along just in time. While I was searching for a ride, you came along, then we were new.
Ooh. Paul McCartney. He's fine, by the way. Don't worry about him. He had a viral infection, which, of course, is a very nebulous term. Uh-huh. We don't know what that is. But he was he made an appearance in a white shirt, said, "Everybody's asked me how I feel. I feel great."
Hey, how are you doing, everybody? Yeah, listen, everybody's been asking me how I feel. I feel great. Thank you very much for asking. Hey, listen, this is just also a note to say that the dates that was postponed, the concerts and the shows, have been rescheduled for September and October. So come and see us then. We'll come and see you. Feeling great, rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I believe him.
Do you think that when you get to be of a certain age and a certain level of fame, you are vastly aware of the fact that everyone thinks they're going to die?
Yeah.
Okay, just
absolutely.
Just checking.
And you know, of course, he's 72 years old. When I saw him perform at Safeco, it was one of the best concerts I've seen in my life, stacking him up against young people. Of course, a lot of it was great production, fantastic band, you know, a beautiful setting, a top-of-the-game presentation. But also to watch a 71-year-old guy at the time do 3 hours of extremely strenuous concert performing, I thought this is great. And I was worried that when he got sick, that he was running himself ragged. And, you know, maybe he should just do a 90-minute set.
Yeah, no, he looks good. He looks fit. I just saw him in a bathing suit the other day.
Really?
We weren't hanging out at Ocean Shores. I saw a picture. He was in the Maldives or Seychelles or somewhere very exotic with his wife having a nice vacation.
Nice. I love that he rescheduled the shows. There's a lot of money riding on Paul, by the way.
Yeah.
Investors, staff, equipment, tours, millions and millions and millions of dollars in jobs that he's providing. He's a job creator, Paul McCartney. Okay. Would he ever come back here? I don't know. It's not on the schedule. If he comes anywhere close within a short flight, I'd be tempted to go see him.
You really enjoyed that.
Yeah. It was I'm going to go see Elton, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for Elton to live up to Paul, even though he's one of the great concert performers. Okay, we got a couple of games to play today. We would like to set you up with this Queen thing. I'm looking for the contest rules. Oh, here they are. We will rock you at the Fifth Avenue Theater, July 8th through the 13th. Here's a great show. This is a Broadway show, We Will Rock You, featuring the greatest hits of Queen, and it's in its 11th year, this show, in London. 15 million people have seen this worldwide. It's going to be a great show for the Fifth Avenue Theater, and Fifth Ave, it's just one of my favorite places to see this kind of thing. We're going to give you some tickets. All you got to do is call now, 877-901-0957, and we'll play Under Pressure. Queen trivia questions that are fun, and they're real trivia questions. We'll take the third call to start the contest. These are, like yesterday, some of these were pretty well-known facts, mm-hmm. although I didn't have them.
I have to make a confession at this moment, though.
Yeah?
With Joe being out sick, we all had to kind of pitch in and pick up the slack. Eric wrote a bunch of Queen trivia questions. They're all about Queen Elizabeth.
Oh,
so
that's okay.
I know.
So it's not so clever.
There are some. No, that's it's plenty clever.
Don't worry about it because I saw those. So I actually pitched in two. Of course, all of mine are about the Queen of Dragons from Game of Thrones.
Okay, so they're queen questions.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Could be about any queen.
Yeah.
I should have had a few beekeeper tidbits.
We'll be doing this all week. Plenty
of time. Our first contestant is Ray in Tacoma. Ray, are you ready to be under pressure?
I'm under pressure.
All right. So, question about Queen. Queen Elizabeth speaks fluent French and often uses the language for audiences and stage visit. She does not require, in state visits, she does not require an interpreter, Queen Elizabeth. She speaks such great French. Fact or bullshrimp?
I'm going to say bullshrimp.
No, it's a fact.
Seriously.
Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you know what? I would have had to guess, too. So thanks for playing. Next contestant is Chris in Bothell. Chris, you ready for Queen trivia?
Yep.
Okay. Chris, here it comes. It's a little known fact that Queen Elizabeth is a skilled martial artist. She was taught Kung Fu and Aikido by actor Sean Connery in the 1960s. Fact or bullshrimp?
Right.
You're stuck now because the last one was true, yes.
I'm going to go bullshrimp.
It's bullshrimp.
Thank you.
Hi-ya!
Hi-ya! You want the crown? Take the
All right. You've got tickets to see this incredible Queen show, We Will Rock You, at the Fifth Avenue Theater, July 8th through the 13th, and you're in the drawing for the walk-on roll, which would be a blast. Hang on a second. We give away another one?
Yeah, you bet. And there are some actual band trivia questions on there, too. The Yellow Page has some band trivia, if you prefer.
We'll ask. Next contestant, Paul in Edmonds. Paul, do you want Queen Elizabeth, or do you want Queen the Band?
Let's do the band.
Okay. Which, oh, wow, this is not easy.
Hey, it's a great prize.
All right. Which of these is not a Queen album? Ready?
Sure.
A Day at the Races, Sheer Heart Attack, Jazz, A Night at the Opera.
What was the second one, Sheer Heart Attack?
Yep.
That's what I'm going with.
Wow, you are smart.
Well done.
I would have said yes because it's a Queen song.
It is a great Queen song.
Congratulations, you're going as well.
Awesome.
All right, hang on. Doom, 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 doom. If you
want tickets, Talis White Boy ripped off the song Under Pressure to make his Ice Ice Baby.
Vanilla Ice?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, folks, if you want tickets to this, go to fifthavenue.org and July 8th through the 13th. It's going to be a fantastic show. And it's not here for very long, is it?
Nope, about a week.
Got to grab it fast. All right, Paul McCartney's okay. We have another contest. We were going to play with Joe, a firework or fishing lure. Did you know that fireworks have amazing names like Flip Flop Fly?
No.
And fishing lures have amazing names like Ultra Vibe Speed Worm?
If Joe were here, this would also have a sex toy element. As
yeah,
well,
it would. Firework, fishing lure, or a female pleasure device. So let's play this at the end when we do Rock Genius.
That sounds good.
Back to today's big stories and Jody. The IRS, our own IRS, is breaking laws. So who audits the IRS?
Well, the story, brought to you by the California Avocado Commission, is this. According to the chief archivist at the National Archives, a guy named David Ferrero, the IRS broke the law because they failed to report a hard drive crash that destroyed 2 years' worth of emails to and from Lois Lerner. Lois Lerner, whose name you may know from being in the news, who's the official accused of improperly examining the Tea Party-aligned groups.
Oh, I remember,
remember that?
So they wiped out her emails, or they lost her emails?
Destroyed 2 years' worth of emails to and from Lois Lerner. They're saying that,
It was a hard drive crash.
Right. And then they're being slaughtered on the Hill today. Absolutely being slaughtered.
Can you imagine that some people actually resent the IRS and are happy to, like...
It's the weirdest thing.
So weird.
Yeah. Now, okay. Of course, when an agency becomes aware of an incident with unauthorized destruction, picture paper shredding in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Destroying things, you know, whether it's on purpose or not, they have to report the incident. That's the point.
If you get a chance, go back and watch John Stewart last night.
Did he do a piece on this?
On this. And
I've been requesting
amazing.
A John Stewart piece. I don't know if we got it. Which was the one? It was him shredding something else.
No, we were requesting the John Oliver piece.
Shredding what?
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz.
Oh, yeah. Did you find that, Pedro?
Yeah, give me a second. I cleared it up. It's right.
Yeah, Dr. Oz is another. If you put the IRS and Dr. Oz... In target practice, if you put both of them up, I don't know which one to shoot at.
The only problem there is you don't have enough bullets.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going. We'll come back to that.
Okay. Well, he's looking for that. We probably should mention that we've lost another great Hollywood actor, Eli Wallach, character actor. This is one of those guys whose face you know. I'm going to show it to Bob right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's the ugly.
Yeah.
This is bad and the ugly. He was ugly.
He had memorable roles in Godfather Part 3, Magnificent Seven, The Misfits, Wall Street, and, of course, Good, Bad, and the Ugly. Passed away at the age of 98.
Good job.
Yes, good job, exactly. Received an honor.
Do you think people that die at 98 are a little disappointed, though?
They can see 100 from there.
Almost made it.
yep, you gotta be.
I have a thing. I don't know. I hope to find out.
He received an honorary Oscar in 2010. That was just before his 95th birthday. Was declared by the Academy to be the quintessential chameleon because he... is one of these guys who most people don't know his name, but you've seen him 1,000 times, and you know that he's a great actor, and you know that you know him from somewhere, but you just don't know where. We probably should play some World Cup. I don't know if we could file this under games because we're kind of full with games already, but are you guys enjoying the calls from the World Cup? Are enjoying the
calls.
The
like
calls.
Bird call?
Yes, the bird calls from the World Cup.
What do you mean the call? Oh, you mean the referee calls?
Yes, yeah. Or the goal calls specifically.
Oh, I've heard some tapes, and they do get excitable.
They freak out. Mm. And one of the fun things is to note the differences from the different countries. This, for instance, number six, please, Pedro, if you don't mind. Germany's Norbert Dickel.
Reus in die Mitte! Wir machen rein! Tor! 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 Für Borussia Dortmund! 3-2! Hier rasten alle aus!
What? I'm sorry, we confused that with the audio of the last Microsoft shareholders meeting with Steve Ballmer. Very, almost identical.
I'm going to guess door means goal in German. I'm going to guess. Yeah.
From Brazil, Galvão Bueno.
Capricha, Adriano. Olha o empate! Gol! Pode até empatar!
That tape sounds eerily similar to what you would get if you held a microphone outside Pedro and Luciana's bedroom on a quiet afternoon.
Not true.
Not so quiet.
Terry Roland from France.
Okay.
Petit. Et but! Troisième but d'Emmanuel Petit qui marque à la dernière minute du délire dans le stade de...
All right.
Very Frenchy. And Tiziano Crudelli from Italy, and then I'll have one more.
Goal! 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 Chiedete scusa Balotelli! Chiedete scusa Balotelli! Chiedete scusa Balotelli!
All right, that sets up a new contest. Goal or adult film? We'll be doing that.
Applauso. And finally, Alejandro Frantino from home team Argentina.
Se enganchó como le gusta, él probó con zurda. ¡Gol! 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 ¡Gol!
¿Was it a goal?
¡Gol!
¿Gol? ¿What happened?
¡Gol!
¿Huh?
¡Gol!
¿What?
¡Gol!
¿What?
¡Gol!
¿What?
¡Gol!
¿Huh?
¡Te lo grito a vos! ¡Te lo grito a vos! ¡Oh! ¡Eu ten un papa! ¡Eu ten un papa! ¡Un papa!
Is that a come to papa?
¡Francisco está contigo! ¡Francisco está contigo desde el Vaticano!
And actually, the irony is that there was no goal. It was just Luis Suarez biting into a sandwich.
Was that it? Yeah. What, Pedro, what was he saying in there, all of that?
He was making fun of Brazilians, saying that we have the Pope. They have no Pope. Oh. We have the Pope.
We have the Papa.
Yeah, from Argentina. Francisco, the Pope.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got the Pope.
We got the Pope.
Gotta
have that Pope.
Getting off of World Cup information, I've got some news today that some people who are... journal lovers might be interested in. Diane Sawyer will be stepping down from World News.
Mm.
She's done. Apparently, they cannot soften the lighting anymore. It's as soft as it can be.
Oh, she's beautiful. What do
her
you mean?
Her face is going to look like mush if they try and soften the lighting. Oh,
do you
really?
Think it's, do you think it's lighting? I thought that was her face.
No, she's going to be replaced. No, it is the lighting. Give me a break. Oh. I haven't seen such soft lighting ever in my whole life.
Would you like some of that?
Damn, could I get some?
Yeah, me too.
Can I get some soft lighting on this? She's going to be replaced by David Meir. Network announced that today.
I thought you were going to say a Japanese robot.
Yes, by an android who will love you. Sawyer will still be involved with ABC. She'll concentrate on interviews and specials.
Right. By the way, you know that story we did last hour about the Japanese androids and how incredibly lifelike and human they are and how they are testing them in their interactions with humans. News anchor could be one of the first jobs done by android. Think about it. They only have to convey emotion. They don't have to feel it.
It's true.
They very rarely ad lib, and that they need to be highly intelligent in how they present things to the masses. I think, and if you hook the population with a hot anchor, male or female, they never age.
Seriously,
you don't have that problem.
Hot
Gene Enerson for 1,000 years would be hot Gene Enerson.
Well, how about CGI? How about just like a computer-generated image of a news anchor, right? I mean,
yeah, you don't even actually need the android, is what you're saying. Why bother manufacturing the $6 million woman when you can just create a 3D or holograph? Yeah.
I'm for people.
You're for people?
Down with robots.
No.
I'm pro people.
There will be your kind.
and I'm going to lead the charge.
You'll live underground in caves.
Yes.
A band of rogue human and wonders.
Yes.
Yes.
Totally.
And then
exactly.
Skynet will come online.
Exactly. Okay, so also in the news today, we have to talk about... oh, we already did that. I'm sorry, my computer is frozen.
I wanted to hear Sunken British Forests, what that story is about. Sunken British Forests.
I have that one for you.
Okay.
This is Borth, Wales. You know where Borth is?
No.
No, and why would you? It's in Wales. Borth, Wales was submerged 5,000 years ago. Every once in a while, when the tide's really low, you'll get a little piece of land, but Borth has been gone. Storms and flooding hit Britain earlier this year. They exposed a new chunk of a forest from Borth, quarter-mile-long saltwater channel, providing clues about where humans lived, how they coped with catastrophic climate change in the past. There are even footprints that they're seeing now.
This is really old. This is thousands of years old?
Oh, yeah.
It's relics. It's remnants of past human civilizations in a forest.
We in this country cannot comprehend...
old.
Real old.
Right.
They have footprints that are estimated to have been made 1 million years ago. Oldest footprints in human history discovered outside Africa.
Hmm.
Borth.
Cool.
Yeah. A very complex human environment.
Scientists are rushing in to study?
Yes.
Before the tide comes back in.
Which could totally happen.
Okay.
And this is the one I wanted to get to. I have it now. Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. Handwritten on hotel stationery. Four pieces of hotel paper, scripted out in
Dylan's
own hand.
Seriously, once upon a time, you look so fine.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Didn't you?
Didn't you?
It was just sold at Sotheby's auction this week, and it got the most ever paid for a popular music manuscript. The draft, like I said, written in pencil, four sheets of hotel letterhead. This is the only known surviving draft of the final lyrics for this rock anthem. Do you want to wager a guess?
Ooh,
at how much
I will take a guess. $400,000.
Handwritten, only copy, Bob Dylan.
Most ever paid.
Rolling Stone, $2.5 million.
That's a little high.
Okay.
Sadly, you would not win the Showcase Showdown. Showcase Showdown goes to Bob River.
How close was I?
Not close. $2 million.
Oh, $2 million.
I went over.
Oh, but he's closer.
Without going over.
Yeah, that's but I give it to him. I'll hand it off to you. That's a lot of money for a couple of pieces of hotel. Now, did Bob Dylan own it or did someone else own it?
It was, I believe, Bob Dylan's. It had revisions, additions, notes, and doodles. And if you want to know specifically what kind of doodles Bob Dylan doodles when he doodles, a hat, a bird, and an antlered animal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, whenever our show gets closer to, nearer to its end, I'm going to sell that Jell-O breast mold for something. I don't know what we're going to get for that. Natasha Terry's boobage at her peak of her performance.
Thank God you have that.
We have that.
That may be it.
Not much else.
I don't know if we have other memorabilia. Okay. Thank you, Jody.
You're welcome.
923, still to come. Airbnb. It's a media high-tech darling. It's a website where people rent out spare rooms, basically create home bed and breakfast. Mm-hmm. Just like that cab company Uber turns ordinary cars into cabs, Airbnb allows you to rent out a room. But they're adding a feature that Jody says... is a mistake.
I think so.
They're adding a feature that may leave a bad taste in your mouth.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Mainly dry with sun breaks, primarily Seattle northward with a chance of showers south of Seattle. Highs will reach the low to mid-70s. Shower chances will extend into the weekend with high temperatures cooling down into the upper 60s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by 76. Your friends at 76 Gasoline agree. The road would be a better place if everyone drove like you. So take those driving skills to your local 76 station and stock up on everything you need, from beef jerky to their top-tier detergent gas. 76. We're on the driver's side.
You know, summer's here, folks, and it's about time that you made the move to get yourself in better shape, lose the weight you've been wanting to lose. Because, I mean, I used to go to the pool with my... That's embarrassing. Guys, we know what that feels like. You do it for the safety and comfort of the other people in the pool, but you'd rather do it without a shirt, right? Do what I did. Go to 3010 Weight Loss for Life. The offices are in Bellevue, Silverdale, and Kent. You can check them out online, 3010weightlossforlife.com, or give them a call, 855-843-3010. I started about 3 months ago. I've lost over 40 pounds. My next number I'm looking at is 50. I'm going to keep going. because I feel better than I've ever felt. They'll help you figure out the right amount of food every day. They'll put you on a food program. I'll listen to some positive reinforcement tapes on a weekly basis, which change how you look at food. And that's the whole deal, because once you start looking at food in a different way, it is for life. They'll stick with you for the rest of your life. Make sure you stay the healthiest weight for your body. 855-843-3010 or online, 3010weightlossforlife.com.
Now is the time to get the Chevy you've been waiting for. The Northwest Chevy Tent event is here, including 26 dealers and 3,000 new vehicles. So you can choose from an incredible selection with amazing offers right down the street at your Northwest Chevy dealer. Now get no monthly payments for 90 days when you finance any new 2014 Chevy. From date of purchase through Ally only. May require down payment. Finance charges accrue from date of purchase. Length of contract limited. Not available with some other offers. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 6/30/14. Now, use $4,250 cash allowance with price discount off MSRP of $3,100 and option package discount of $750 to get a total value of $8,100 on the Silverado 1500 All-Star Double Cab V8. Or non-GM owners and lessees get $1,000 conquest cash for a total value of $9,100. Must be a current lessee of a 1999 model year or newer non-GM vehicle. Offer not available with loyalty, special finance, and lease programs and some other offers. Take delivery by 6/30/14. See participating dealer for details. Don't miss out. The Northwest Chevy Tent event ends June 30th. See your Northwest Chevy dealer.
Biggest tour of the year, KISS 40th Anniversary Tour, and Def Leppard, June 29th at White River Amphitheater. KISS, with all their pyro and explosions, and Def Leppard, Britain's greatest arena rock band. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com and all Ticketmaster outlets. KISS and Def Leppard.
Is texting exercise if I type really fast?
Does having more than two cats make me a cat lady?
Life is full of brainers, things you really need to think about. That's why choosing Arca is a no-brainer. Top-tier quality gas, it's typically 5 to 10 cents less than the other guys. A choice so obvious it requires no brain exertion, leaving you better equipped for life's brainers.
Are dogs really man's best friend, or is it bacon?
Arca, top-tier quality for less. A real no-brainer in a world full of brainers.
To learn more, visit toptiergas.com. Savings based on independent price survey from 2013 to 2014 among major oil brands.
The best way to enjoy summer in Seattle is on the water, and Argosy Cruises is the way to go. My family recently took Argosy to Tillicum Village on Blake Island, and we had a blast. My wife Kelly loved the trip out to the island on the boat, setting up on the sun deck. I enjoyed the awesome salmon dinner buffet, fresh fish cooked in the traditional way over an open fire, and my daughter Emily really enjoyed the multimedia stage show that tells the real history of the Pacific Northwest. And right now, if you take your family on an Argosy trip, you can also get a free family pass to the Pacific Science Center. That's where you can wander among tropical butterflies, discover distant galaxies, and explore hundreds of interactive exhibits the entire family will enjoy. Argosy has several cruises to choose from, and you will find something perfect for your family. Why not enjoy two great Northwest traditions for the price of one by booking a day on the water at ArgosyCruises.com today.
Make your summer shine with Cabela's 4th of July Savings Celebration. Stock up on everything you need for fishing, camping, barbecues, and much more. You'll find savings throughout the store, like 40 to 50% off number 8 candy apple spinning rods and combos. Plus, all in-stock 2014 boat models are on sale. So get your dream boat today. If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, get to Cabela's 4th of July Savings Celebration or shop online at Cabela's.com.
Everything you want, they've got it at Toyota of Olympia. They'll make it worth the drive from wherever you are. Selection, price, and ridiculously good service. Come see them at the totally new Toyota of Olympia or online at toyotaofolympia.com. Everything you want, they've got it.
Let's bring the color, but not the fumes. The Home Depot has top-rated, low-odor Behr Premium Plus paint and primer in one for just $23.96 a gallon. Behr Premium Plus puts the latest colors on your walls with fewer coats, fewer fumes, and fewer dollars. Let's do this. Behr Premium Plus, just $23.96 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary by store location, rated by an independent consumer study. U.S. only. See store for details.
Life is full of special moments and big milestones. Getting the right health care lets you enjoy the moments that matter. And that's where Franciscan Health System comes in.
My nephew begged me to take him to the skate park in West Seattle.
I should have known better. I haven't been on a skateboard since high school. I took a few runs, not sure what I did, but somehow managed to split my lip open. My girlfriend offered to go with me to Franciscan Prompt Care right here in the Triangle. I've never gone to urgent care before. In fact, I'm not sure when the last time I saw a doctor was. At Prompt Care, they were able to stitch me up and hooked me up with a Franciscan primary care doctor I can see anytime. Next time my nephew begs me to go to the skate park, I think I might suggest a game of catch instead.
Let Highline Medical Center and the rest of Franciscan Health System help keep you healthy for life. Learn more at fhshealth.org.
This report is brought to you by the iHeartRadio app.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, looks like we've got some slow traffic still. I-5 northbound around the 5 curve. That earlier accident at Enchanted Parkway, all clear over to the side, that is. Northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill, dealing with a slow drive there. And it looks like I-5 northbound also slow from the middle of Boeing Field up to the Convention Center. Everett to Seattle, 35 minutes.
Before you leave the house or hit the road after work, get informed. Traffic, weather, and your favorite stations are available with the iHeartRadio app and iHeartRadio.com. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. Download it today.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
Had long hair and a goatee, and if his eyes were pretty glazed, if he looked spaced out, would you buy his story? Would you believe he had an eye infection? And yeah, yeah, God looks baked. Yeah, yeah, God.
Smokes 95.7 KJR. Would have got smoked cannabis by request this morning. Had a big, I think we're going to podcast it too. You can listen to it later. An interview with a grower and an interview with a retail guy in the new industry. All of that's supposed to start happening according to the best information on July 8th. Coming up, we've got a band called Whiskey and Rye performing live from our Carter Subaru Live Theater. They have a self-titled album, Whiskey and Rye. It's available now. CD release party is Friday at 8 at Jazz Bones in Tacoma. I understand they have a 15-year-old drummer who's a classic rock aficionado. And I would love to meet him if we can sneak him in here in the studio in the next 10 minutes. and say hi to him. First off, to be 15 means that classic rock, well, a lot of it took place 15 years before you were born.
He was conceived to it. That's pretty much the only chance he's got. And his, that's
no,
good
I don't
parenting.
Think it, well, he was conceived to it if his parents were listening to it on a classic rock station. He wasn't conceived when it was unwrapped. In fact, his mom potentially was conceived to it.
True.
So, yeah, fascinating. Also, we're going to play firework or fishing lure right now. If you think you can tell whether something is a fishing lure or a firework, you'll win a prize. We have a $50 Starbucks gift card. Boy, that's a heck of a prize, Starbucks. That's like paying someone's power bill, as far as I'm concerned, getting them their Starbucks bill taken care of. Yes, Eric?
Yep, and it's brought to you by the merchants of SeaTac. Eat, drink, and shop before you fly.
Okay. My wife's got me on her gift card now. I was just buying my Starbucks without getting points.
Oh, yeah.
For like 7 years.
For and the amount that you invest in Starbucks, you
every
really,
day. Yeah. I should have a brick with my name on it.
Should.
A booth.
At the corporate headquarters. So anyway, my wife, apparently all I had to do was register a card. I'll take the fourth call. Under her name, so she can have, because I don't care, she can have all the points. But my son, for Father's Day, got me a Starbucks gift card. And I know he spent a lot of time picking that out.
It's a great gift for you. Yeah. A practical shopper would agree.
I actually wore it as a tie. I cut it in the shape of a bow tie.
Yeah.
You may have destroyed it.
Yeah.
Evan.
All right. So we're going to play firework or fishing lure. 877-901-0957 for a $50 Starbucks gift card. These are funny. Would it be a fishing lure or fireworks? I don't want to give too many away because...
Yeah, don't waste them.
Yeah, well, they're great.
How many you want to make them get right? One? Two?
I think you got to get two.
Okay.
Two. Because $50 is a lot at Starbucks.
Yeah.
That's a lot of... That's going to power
that's
you...
A lot of boom.
For a day and a half, anyway.
You're addicted, man.
Okay. Well, their coffee's expensive. They just raised the prices. Shelly in Arlington, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
You want that Starbucks gift card?
I'm sorry?
You want that Starbucks gift card?
Yeah, I would love to give it to my husband.
All right. Brought to you by the merchants of SeaTac. Ready to go?
Sure.
Is this a fishing lure or fireworks? And you have to get two of them right. Ready?
Okay.
Haunted fish.
I'm going to say firework.
That is a firework. You went with the reverse psychology. Very good.
She knows you well.
She knows me well.
Too
okay.
Obvious.
Okay. Well, now you see how you do with this, Miss Smarty Pants. Double cavitator. Fishing lure or fireworks?
I'm going to say... fishing lure.
You smoked it!
Yeah.
You smoked it!
Watch out for the double cavitator.
The double cavitator. I would have gone fireworks on that.
I was praying that was a firework. It seems like a horrible thing to do to a fish.
So those of you who know me and know, just go with the opposite of whatever it appears I'm trying to make you think. I'm going to screw you up tomorrow.
All right.
Congratulations. That was very well played, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, Shelly, hang on a second. You've got that $50 Starbucks gift card. And now let's also play Rock Genius. And I think I will take call. I will take our next contest waiting person.
Okay.
Who's the caller on line three, Eric. We'll play Rock Genius. Rock Genius is a ridiculously easy question based on our 10 at 10.
10 at 10 today is songs from 1987. Great year for music. This particular song...
Was our drummer born then?
No, I don't think... No way.
You weren't
way.
Even this born kid, in 87.
97, 90,
98.
98? 98? Okay, yeah. You were born in 98?
You were born the year I graduated college. That means I could be your mother?
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay, hang on a second. We'll get to you. All right, here's our contestant, Art in Tacoma. Hi, Art.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. 1987. Here it comes.
Okay, Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet came out in 87, and the song Living on a Prayer, the Bon Jovi anthem that he's got to play every single night he plays because the fans love it. In that song, Tommy used to work on the dock before the union went on strike, but where did Gina work?
Oh, my God. my mind just went completely blank.
That's what we're counting on.
1987.
Gino.
Sing it. Sing it in your head.
That's what I'm doing.
Gino was a bikini barista.
No! No help.
Too early.
No help.
Sorry, guys. I have no idea.
All right, but just take a guess of a female job. See, because women only do certain
Jersey.
Things.
Gina was the head of Yahoo.
Boo! Suck.
You boo every time I make a joke.
Yeah. Come up with it. I went completely blank.
Well, name a female job. What's the worst you could do? She could be a waitress or the head of Yahoo.
Okay, you had a head of Yahoo.
Like, my
he just
God,
wants
man.
To lose.
50-50 chance there.
Yahoo hadn't been invented yet. All right. Thank you, sir. Brent, he knows he's out.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
just wants to get it over with. Brent and Index, do you know what the answer is?
I'm trying to sing it through my head right now as we speak.
It's a hard one for me, too. I don't know Bon Jovi.
Really?
I hated Bon Jovi.
I was there at that concert at Key Arena back there in 88, too.
I'll give you the line. Gina works the blank all day.
All day she works it.
She works the blank all day.
Quiet.
I can't pull it out.
Well, what could a woman work the blank all day?
Is she a librarian? Show me nurse. Show me teacher.
Show me waitress.
Where
I'm just bugging
where
Jody. I don't
work?
Really feel that way. Okay, you name it.
I don't.
All right, we'll go to the next person.
Oh my God.
Lewis in Seattle. Hello.
Hello.
You know the answer.
He knows it.
I'm Jody's number one fan. Of course I know it.
Yeah.
You know. She works at a diner all day.
All
wow,
day.
I was close.
Right.
She's a waitress.
Yeah, I know. You tried to help these people.
The problem is, by the way, I don't hear the lyrics of Weiner lyricist. That's all I hear.
Gina works with Dynamo Dave. Who the hell is Dynamo Dave?
I don't hear what they're saying.
She brings home her pay. It's tough.
Yeah, she does. It's tough. Thank you. Congratulations. Hang on. You got a dozen donuts. Bagels.
So cute.
Whatever we give out. Blazing bagels.
Yeah.
And you're eligible for the drawing for the bagels for your whole workplace. 943. All right. In the studio, what's your name again, son?
I'm Carson Dent.
Carson Dent.
Carson Dent could be my son. I could have gotten pregnant last year in college, and I would have this son.
Yep.
Sorry, Carson.
And
adorable.
And it's nice to know you would have had him. Because
yes. Gina worked at dinner
all day.
Jody goes to class all day. But you can't remember last night.
Yeah. Carson Dent.
Away. Carson Dent.
All right, Carson, nice to meet you. Named after a late-night talk show host who retired, 10 years
Daly?
Before you were born.
Carson?
Oh, possibly.
Johnny Carson. Wait, Carson. Did your parents ever say where they came up with Carson?
Out of a book. Out of a baby book.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so.
All right. So you love classic rock?
I listen to classic rock.
Yeah. Was it your parents instill that value in you, or did you just find it on your own?
Both.
Both?
Yeah, both.
Okay. Tell me about your band, Whiskey and Rye, because you can only have one of those things.
Or neither. I don't know.
Neither.
Rye is
neither.
A form of alcohol.
Oh, well, he can have rye bread.
He can
right, have a pastrami
rye.
Sandwich.
You can have a rye bagel if you're a lucky
Look at
winner
Carson.
Today.
Yeah. He's like, actually, I can't have either.
That's right, Bob.
But thank you, you weird
okay.
man.
Okay. So tell me about the band.
Well, Whiskey and Rye is a roots rock band based out of Seattle, or Tacoma now. We've been around... We started playing together around May. I auditioned in April, late April, in the band.
And did they intend, and how old are they? Are they like 17 or
no,
30 or what?
Well, 32.
Yeah.
32, the guitar player and the keyboardist are 23.
Okay. So
oh, so they're really old. It,
well, it's a young band with a couple of veteran players. That's very cool. And they chose you over probably many...
I'm lucky enough, yeah.
Drummers with more experience. And I just listened to you warm up in the Carter Subaru Live Theater. You got your chops.
Thank you.
When
Thank
did you start learning to play?
I started playing, I want to say, about 7 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Wow, you work hard at it, don't you? You have no social life.
No social life.
Yeah, no girlfriends, no nothing.
Nothing.
Right? Not yet.
Yeah.
The drummer eventually gets the girls.
Hopefully, yeah.
You don't think so, Pedro?
No.
His personal experience is, you know.
My impression is the lead singer gets the girls first.
Guitarist.
The guitarist gets them second.
Keyboard.
The bass player and the keyboard get them third and fourth. But he eventually, when I said eventually.
The drummer. Sure.
It was a polite way of saying last.
The drummer's last.
But the thing about the girl, why the girls like a drummer, is he ends up being muscular. He ends up being very fit. Right?
Right. Usually, yeah.
And drumming is an incredible workout.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So who are your major influences?
The Beatles, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The Doors.
Yeah.
Some Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
John Bonham. Yep.
Greatest drummer ever was who?
Of course.
Bonzo?
John Bonham.
Bonzo.
Bonzo.
Okay,
yeah.
You're good.
Who else? Keep naming them.
Ringo Starr actually really influenced me.
You actually liked him, even though he didn't get the respect he deserved.
Right. He has that... He's definitely the drummer that the Beatles needed, I thought.
At the time, yeah. Hard to argue with that. All right, we want to hear you go. Go play with your band.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
you guys can play.
Thank you.
We're excited to hear Whiskey and Rye performing live in our Carter Subaru Live Theater. Their self-titled album, Whiskey and Rye, available now. He can't buy it without an ID.
He's so cute.
Eventually, he will be able to buy it.
I can't have Rye either. It's so cute.
And when they play at Jazz Bones, I think... He has to be lowered in from a false panel in the ceiling at age 15.
Could be sequestered.
There are rules in bars, actually, that underage people can play, but they cannot mingle with the crowd. They have to walk in from an alcohol-free zone to the stage.
His band's played Bumbershoot. His band's played The Bite, Jazz Bones. He's going to play Hempfest,
yeah.
Folk Life. Can he go to Hempfest, this kid?
I think he can go to Hempfest.
Anybody can go to Hempfest.
At all ages?
Yeah. I think you can bring your twin pram and bring your kids if you want to.
Okay.
And I'm playing Hempfest, by the way.
You're playing Hempfest?
I'm going to Hempfest.
Oh, my God.
Heart by Heart is headlining. And by the way, apparently the sweet spot, as they call it, is right after all the festivities that occur at 4:20.
Yes, everybody high fives each other.
At 4:20, there's some kind of like big rally and speeching and all of that. And then we're on at 5 o'clock.
Everybody's nice. Going to love it.
You sing any backups in that band?
No.
Okay, because you'd be singing through a gas mask.
No, I'm not going to put on a gas mask. I've been told it's no big worries.
You've been
there.
Told that, huh?
Yeah. So, but I'm excited about it. It's an excuse. Like, I'm working, so I have an excuse to be there.
Nice.
Is the band ready? You guys, let's see if I got you. You guys there?
We're here.
All right, cool. Let's play the big sounder, Pedro.
Now, live in the Carter Subaru Live Theater with 95.7 KJR.
Here is Whiskey and Rye. Do is for you.
your love. There's blood in the water. All I ever do is for you.
My goodness. Whoa, that was something. Huh?
Yeah.
Awesome stuff, guys. Whiskey,
thank you, Seattle.
Whiskey and Rye performing in our Carter Subaru Live Theater. You got a 2-minute song? No, of course. Who has a 2-minute song?
Let's do it.
All right, play something and we'll try to fit as much of it in as we can. Let's hear one more song. Here's Whiskey and Rye.
Whiskey and rye. Oh, babe, I work my fingers down, down to the bone, and hit that watering hole when the day is done. If you believe it, if you believe. Sometimes it makes me stray, because it's one, two lucky strikes where I come from, where all that said is just to turn you on. If you believe.
Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
It's Spike and the Impalers at the Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now. The show is July 11th at 8 p.m. Would you like to hear Jody sing another song? She'll be doing some Joan Jett. Lee Oscar will play War's tune, Why Can't We Be Friends, with us. And a return engagement of Radar Love winner Tom Druin. Don't miss it. It's exciting. It's 25 years the Bob Rivers Show has been on, and Spike and the Impalers celebrate July 11th at Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now.
All right, and here's Jody with the last word of the day.
This morning it's brought to you by Regence Blue Shield. Last word of the day is BOLO.
It's mainly dry with sun breaks, primarily Seattle northward, with a chance of showers south of Seattle. Highs will reach the low to mid-70s. Shower chances will extend into the weekend, with high temperatures cooling down into the upper 60s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Rada Paint.
Did you know Rada Paint sells window coverings and is having a huge sale? Buy one, get the second one half off select window coverings from Hunter Douglas and Fashion Tech brands at select Rada Paint stores. Hurry, this offer ends July 31st. Go to your local Rada Paint store for more information.
Dan Rowe, owner of Evergreen Ford here, and we've got a crisis on our hands. The construction teams had to start over on the new showroom floor, and it's cramped down here. The factory is continuing to ship us truckloads of the hottest new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs daily. We have no room, so we're dropping our prices to this year's all-time lows during June's biggest, baddest construction public sell-off event ever. 2014 F-150s, over 100 to choose from. This loaded 2014 F-150 XLT Supercrew 4x4 was $45,490. Now, $33,490. You save $12,000 with Evergreen Ford's discount, EcoBoost Challenge, retail bonus customer cash, college or military discount. A loaded F-150 4x4 with EcoBoost. It's yours for only $33,490. Always more, always for less. Only at Evergreen Ford's biggest, baddest construction public sell-off sales event ever. Click evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
150 negotiable doc service fee may be added purchase price. VINs posted at dealership.
A remodeling project can be daunting. How much is it going to cost? How long will it take? And where can I get the best products at competitive prices? A good place to start is at Morgan's Kitchen and Bath. They have ballpark figures on price and timing right on their website, morgansonline.com. You can also check out some of their recent projects. Morgan's will help you get exactly what you want within your budget. Complete kitchens, bathrooms, and home offices, or just a simple repair of a leaky faucet. Morgan's, where Seattle goes for all their kitchen and bathroom needs. Over 30 years in Fremont and Ballard.
Make your summer shine with Cabela's 4th of July Savings Celebration. Kick off your Independence Day festivities and stock up on everything you need for fishing, camping, barbecues, and much more. You'll find savings throughout the store, like $30 to $40 off Z-Shade 10 and 12-foot pop-up sun shelters. Plus, get 25% off Coleman coolers. If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, get to Cabela's 4th of July Savings Celebration or shop online at Cabela's.com.
KeyBank brings you hassle-free ways to save.
Lucy from Seattle writes, I'm the coupon queen. Buying bottles of sunscreen in November makes sense. And dollars. Lucy, if the sunscreen expires by the time you need it, it'll just be expensive lotion. Here's how to really save.
Introducing the KeyBank hassle-free account. A checklist account with many payment options and no monthly fees. Plus, with direct deposit, get a $150 gift. Get full offer details at key.com/150 or visit a KeyBank branch. Member FDIC.
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're a pre-family reunion name crammer.
Okay, almost there. Time to review. My second cousin Barb is married to Bill. No, Biff. No, he had the fishing incident. Bob. Yes, Bill is the one married to Nancy, maybe? And their son, the one with the eyebrows. Oh, I've got nothing.
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer this summer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free pre-trip safety checks to free rotations, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
With Clipper Vacations, your affordable getaway starts as soon as you step on board. Sit back and relax as the Clipper whisks you to amazing Northwest adventures, like a fun getaway to Victoria, BC.
Victoria is so different. It's nothing like you find in the United States.
Enjoy a Clipper getaway to Victoria with transportation and overnight hotel stay from just $145. And catch the amazing new Vikings exhibit at the Royal BC Museum. Or experience a fun one-day Clipper Vacations orca whale watching and sea life search to the San Juan Islands with Clipper's expert onboard naturalist. Leave from downtown Seattle in search of whales and other sea life and enjoy a stopover in Friday Harbor.
Seeing the whales is so exciting.
Whoa, round trips from just $83 and kids only $22. Get special kid discounts, details on your next getaway, and book everything, hotel, transportation, and adventures at clippervacations.com or call 206-448-5000.
Did you hear about Mandy?
No, what?
She passed her test and is like driving now.
Her parents are like the coolest. Here she comes.
Hey, Mandy, how's your new car?
No new car, but I did get my license.
That's great.
I know, right? My parents are like letting me drive their car as long as I'm in this teen safe driver thing.
Really?
I think it's through American Family Insurance. I don't know.
I'm texting my dad right now.
So, can we like go to the mall this weekend? I'll ask when I get home.
Awesome.
Totally.
The Teen Safe Driver Program from American Family Insurance helps teens and their parents work together to help them become safer drivers. According to a study released by the Journal of Safety Research, it's proven to reduce risky driving behavior by 70%. And it's free with your American Family Insurance auto policy. Learn more at teensafedriver.com. And I will do it for you. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Mutual, Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Paul Schneiderman is a personal injury attorney that will fight for what's right. 206-464-1952.
There's nothing like the very first time for everything. And that thrill is back during Toyota's first-time summer sales event, now through June 30th. Get 0% APR financing on 12 different new Toyotas, including 0% financing plus $500 bonus cash on any new 2014.5 Camry or any new 2014 Prius liftback, Avalon, or Sienna minivan. Limited term financing subject to approved credit through TFS. And all new Toyotas come with Toyota Care 2-year no-cost maintenance included. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. For complete details on all Toyota offers, visit buyatoyota.com. Hurry into one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers now. Toyota's first-time summer sales event ends June 30th. Toyota. Let's go places.
Ow!
And while that's one way to kill yellow jackets, we prefer 25 years of experience. Let AAA Pest Control get rid of them safely and effectively. If it bugs you, it bugs us. Visit their mobile site right now at aaapest.com.
This report is brought to you by Delta Dental of Washington. From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center on the Valley Freeway northbound at 24th Street East, they've got a collision there blocking the two lanes, the only two lanes. It looks like traffic is getting by on the shoulder. They do have aid and police on scene now, and it is starting to cause a big delay there as you approach the scene. We're also still working with stop-and-go traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves.
Smile wide, Washington, because June is National Smile Month, so keep those teeth and gums healthy all year long. Delta Dental of Washington, covering the most smiles. Smile wide and get in with Delta Dental.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1, Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.